Moving on, the 10th annual campaign against Israeli apartheid has kicked off in the United States and in Britain. Similar events are expected to be held in other parts of the world in March. The Israeli Apartheid Week is marked in over 200 cities around the world. Now, the initiative is part of the international boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel in response to its continued occupation of the Palestinian territories. Most events take place on university campuses and are organized by pro-Palestinian student groups. In England, events will take place at Oxford, Cambridge, the London School of Economics, as well as other prestigious institutions. Moving on to our next story, we go to Jordan. Jordan's main opposition party. Let's bring in Allison Weir, executive director of If Americans Knew. She joins us from Sacramento. Allison Weir, 2005, I believe, was when this Israeli Apartheid Week kicked off. And now we're looking at over 200 cities around the world marking this. This has actually grown quite a bit. Tell us why you think that this awareness as it's spreading has increased so much over the years.
Well, I think so many more people now are learning what's going on. I think the growth has been exponential. There, with the internet, there are more ways to contact people through Facebook, through Twitter, through websites. There have been consistently in the past 10 years, or actually in the past 15 years, there have been more and more events on campuses across the United States, at churches, sometimes in libraries, in a variety of places. So it's really, the awareness has grown so much that now more and more people are becoming active on this.
Another focus of this is obviously the BDS movement, and that, my God, has really, by some accounts, it's gotten Israel really worried. There's some noted companies in Israel that have actually ceased to exist. And of course, particularly Europe is trying to disassociate companies that actually buy products from the occupied territories, that they don't want to do that anymore. Is that something of major concern for Israel now?
I think it's of some concern. I think that the economic impact mostly, though, will be when American taxpayers start to say that we refuse to have our tax money to go to Israel. So I think the BDS campaign is very important. It certainly is having a number of victories, especially, as you note, in the EU, in Europe. Not as many in the United States, but some here also. But a major event is coming up on March 7th in Washington, D.C. There's going to be a national summit to reassess the U.S.-Israel special relationship. I think this will be an extremely significant event because it's drawing from some of the top echelons of the U.S. government, former intelligence officers, former diplomats, military officers, academic scholars will all be discussing this so-called U.S.-Israel special relationship. And I think they will be reassessing what this means for Americans. And I think this, in combination with the BDS programs across the United States, are going to have a very important impact on this issue.
Well, thank you for bringing that to light. That's Allison Weir talking to us, Executive Director of Americans New from Sacramento. Thank you.